Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The U.S. Supreme Court is urged to uphold an abortion clinic regulation coming out of Louisiana. A decision will be handed down no later than the end of June. And good developments with regards to an Ohio law. The Court of Appeals there decided to rehear the case, what's called en banc, with the entire panel. That is good news for this Ohio abortion law. We're going to be talking about them on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, let's begin with the Ohio one and then move to the U.S. Supreme Court. This is a good development because what ultimately happened there was a divided panel of the Federal Court of Appeals barred the state of Ohio from enforcing its law that prohibits medical providers from performing an abortion if they have knowledge that the pregnant woman is seeking the abortion in whole or in part because of the baby being diagnosed as having Down syndrome. So in other words, it banned abortion if the reason for the abortion was to abort a child with Down syndrome. The Federal Court of Appeals, in a divided decision, three judges, 2-1, ultimately struck it down. But now the Court of Appeals, the entire panel, decided to rehear the case and set aside that ruling. That case will be re-argued later this year. That is a good move with regards to what's happening there in Ohio. And now, of course, the United States Supreme Court. You know, today is the Sanctity of Human Life Day in the sense of we have the march later this week, but today is the time period back in 1973, January 22nd, 1973, in which the U.S. Supreme Court, in a 7-2 decision, ultimately started this bloody path of abortion. And here we are, so many years later. President Ronald Reagan.
60 million dead babies later.
Yeah, over 60 million. Almost 62 million.
Yeah, nearly 62 million. And President Ronald Reagan declared January 22nd as Sanctity of Human Life Day. And so today, Liberty Counsel and Faith and Liberty are laying 3,000 roses before, or flowers, before the U.S. Supreme Court to symbolize the 3,000 babies that are aborted brutally every single day in America, many of those by Planned Parenthood. Well, the Supreme Court in a very short time will also hear oral arguments on this Louisiana law that was passed in 2014. It's known as the Unsafe Abortion Protection Act, and it requires that every physician who performs or induces an abortion shall have active admitting privileges at a hospital that is located not further than 30 miles from the location at which the abortion is performed or induced. That particular law was challenged, and now it is before the United States Supreme Court. Matt, there's been a lot of briefs filed on this case. We filed a brief on behalf of Operation Rescue of NHCLC, which is the largest Hispanic church organization in the country. But there have been 42 briefs filed in support of the law and 21 briefs on the other side seeking that the law be struck down.
And we hear all the time these tragic stories of women who are bleed to death during an abortion. Abortion kills. It always kills somebody, and the baby and oftentimes the mother. And this is just common sense legislation that the legislature there in Louisiana enacted to protect and ensure the health and the safety of mothers of unborn children by simply guaranteeing that doctors have the mandatory competency and that they have can handle these types of emergency situations, and that they are admitted to the hospital because they know what's going on in order to engage emergency care if a woman is bleeding out.
Yeah, you think about the Kermit Gosnell story and just the whole House of Horrors that he had going on, the disgusting situation on top of doing abortions. But when you have this law enacted, of course, we don't endorse any abortions at all. But if they are to the doctors to do this, they have to go through a lot more scrutiny and have a higher level of background checks to be admitted to a hospital. So that does give a higher chance of the woman surviving in that situation.
Yeah, so what this law is a common sense regulation, and it's called the Unsafe Abortion Protection Act. What it requires is that if you're going to perform abortion, you have to be one who is a doctor that has admitting privileges within 30 miles of the location of the abortion. Now, why is that important? Well, number one, obviously, some of these women have to go to the hospital for complications. And these doctors that are not ones that have admitting privileges can't admit them. They can't visit them. They can't care for them. They are completely cut off. Two, to have admitting privileges, hospitals will review the doctors that they allow to have admitting privileges. They don't want quacks. They don't want people that are malpractice situations waiting to happen. They want doctors that are qualified and competent to have admitting privileges to the hospital, because obviously the hospital is providing the facility for the doctor to treat patients, and they want to make sure that the quality of care is at a certain level. And that's really what this is about, to have a regulation that actually would ensure people that if you're going to have an abortion, which obviously, as Holly said, we don't support any abortion, but if you're going to have an abortion, they need to have some competency in terms of outside of that abortion facility. They need to have some kind of admitting privileges. Because what happens is you see this all the time. And in fact, in our brief with Operation Rescue in the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference, we outline so many instances of this gross, unsafe practice of abortion with injuries that happen repeatedly to women. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's always the death of the child. In almost 99% of the cases, there's issues where some do survive. We know of individuals who have survived abortions. But there's frequent damage or injury and even death.
Yeah.
And that's why Louisiana said, we're going to require that these people that are going to perform surgery, that's what this is, they must have admitting privileges. Well, abortion people are, they're all up in arms.
Isn't it amazing that the abortion lobby and Planned Parenthood and others, any potential encumbrance to unfettered abortion on demand, they will push back against. Comments, even to the detriment of the health and safety of women. So because of the proximity requirement that these abortion clinics be within 30 miles of a hospital, because of the higher level of qualification required by these abortionists that they actually not be incompetent, that they have competency, that is viewed by Planned Parenthood and others as an encumbrance to unrestricted abortion on demand. And they don't care.
No, they don't
about, it's not about women's health care. It's about the bottom line, padding their pocketbook with blood money from the death of unborn children.
Absolutely. But you know, Planned Parenthood doesn't put this in their annual report or market it, but there are many of the facilities where Emil to show up on a regular basis.
Yeah. And in fact, we actually pointed this out in our brief. Operation Rescue keeps a lot of information and data about what's happening at these abortion clinics. So we pointed out with regards to Delta Clinic in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, there were two women who died as a result of a botched abortion, and countless more were sent to the hospital. We point out that, you know, had Louisiana's Act 620, which is this law that's being challenged, had it been in effect at the time, perhaps these two women and others would still be alive. But they weren't. They didn't survive the abortion, and the doctors didn't have admitting privileges because a lot of these doctors are fly-by-night. They don't practice real medicine for the most part. Some of them just fly in and fly out.
And there's no such thing as a safe abortion.
No, and there's no such thing as a safe abortion. So this law is being challenged. Continue to pray. We filed a brief on behalf of Operation Rescue and the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference. You can go to our website, lc.org, and search for this particular abortion clinic regulation. And you can find it on our website. You can read the entire brief that we filed in the June Medical Services LLC versus G case, G-E-E. So go to lc.org for more information. Pray for this case. The argument's coming up very soon. A decision will be handed down no later than the end of June. Pray that the womb becomes a safe place once again. Stand with us as we stand for life. Visit lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.